Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, RC. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I write contemporary romance, and I am married to my own very own happily ever after. I'm grateful for that. I'm my husband, and I have a young daughter who is about to turn 10, and we live in the heart of Central America. So
I love this. So I think in your interview questions, you mentioned you're a speed reader. So how did you get started? And like, what does it look like for you?
How I got started speed reading?
Yeah, how do you get started? Okay. How does it look like?
Funny enough, and this is gonna like show my age so much, but when Apple computers first were placed in schools,
yeah,
and they were, you know, like the old time computers that were like 5 million tons, you know, we were a guinea pig group, and I think it was in sixth grade for this Apple computer program for reading. And so how it started is we sat in front and they would flash words slowly. Like it would be like one or two words, depending on the length. And they would flash them on the screen, do, 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 do. And then speed up as you went, as you progressed, and you would answer questions, comprehension questions at the end. And I have no idea. It was just one of those things that it clicked and I was like, good at it. I could just, and I mean, we're talking like as you progress, it would go, I mean, like light speed almost. And I was like, oh, wow. But, and from that point on, and they never did the pilot or the guinea pig program, whatever you want to call it. They never did it past us. So we were like the experimental group. But from that point on, I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, this is honestly like a kind of a gift, but also a curse, because you know how you get those books that you really want to savor.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm so used to it nowadays that it's like, oh, why did I not read slower? You know, but it's just ingrained in me now at this point. But yeah, so I mean, and my husband always jokes, he's like, how many paperbacks are you bringing to the beach today? And he's like, 5 or 6, you know. But I mean, I just, and it's not like showing off legit, but it's just I read that fast. So yes, and back in sixth grade, who knew? It's wild.
Yeah.
I know. So, but it helped in college, that's for sure. Oh my gosh. So
I can imagine in college where there's all these books and all these like reading and all the specific things you're writing and stuff like that. You know, so
definitely.
And in terms of your reading, did you end up reading like growing up, like writing YA or anything like at that time, like what it was considered YA, or were you like waited later in life to start reading, you know?
No, I ended up at my local library, and like, you know, when you're off normally for the summers out of school, and my dad would always take me to the library, and I was just like, I read through so many books and I was looking for something more. And he was like, hey, why don't you try this rack? He's like, you know, you're an advanced reader, and like move away from the kiddie kind of section, if you will. And that was when I found like the young adult romance one books. And I just absolutely, I was just like, that was it. That was it for me. I was done for. I was like, this is my thing. This is my jam. And so, yeah, that's pretty much how it started, and I've always read it from that point on. I've always been a passionate, so
I love this. All right, so let's talk about your latest release, which is
it's coming out May 23rd. It's An Armored Heart, and it is about a Italian restaurant owner, and her building is basically in about to be just demolished in favor of the company building high-rise condos in its way. And so she besides Ella Marchetti, she's like, her love language is feeding people, right? She's hardcore Italian, and she goes with a inflated bag of angel hair pasta, meatballs, and a cannoli because she is going to the CEO of this land development company, and she's going to convince him to restaurant building and to build pirate condos elsewhere. And their meat, I mean, they are just complete opposites. He's like allergic to emotion, and you know, they're completely stoic. And she's like a lover of affection, hugs, and just happiness galore. And so she tries to feed him, almost force feed him, like a meatball. She's like, just a taste. You'll be convinced that we're worth saving. And inadvertently, he reaches for to stop her, and his cufflink catches on her hair, entangles, and in the process of him trying to untangle it, they get caught in this pseudo compromising position. And yes, the ball just rolls from there, and they, you know, have to come up with this agreement that in order to save her building, she will agree to be a straight girlfriend for 4 months. And so with two people who like completely opposite, you know, it's just, and she loves to needle him because he's just like, she's like, you have all your armor and you're like creaky, and like, oh, I am allergic to emotions, must get the oil and like lubricate my joints. And so she just gives him so much crap, and it's, yeah, it's super fun.
I love this. And I love the fact that it takes a like a trope that you normally will see in historical romance, this compromising position and like, oh, we must get together, into contemporary times. Like, it's just kind of like a fresh new take of a trope that you wouldn't think, like you normally see in historical romance.
Right.
Like, exactly. You know, and be like, actually, in contemporary times, it still works.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So yes, it's not heavy on the angst. It's just more, you know, more fun. And yeah, I really enjoyed writing it. It's like, yeah, I haven't written anything quite like it before, so I'm really excited about it.
Oh, love it. So we're going to talk about some of your backlist titles. So what to read after An Armor Heart? Like, what other books in your backlist you should recommend or read us to pick up?
This is the hard part because it depends on the mood, because I have so many, I have a whole series, well, I should say series, because they're all standalone. Romantic defense with like the kick-ass heroines. So if there is feeling like you need to be empowered, like, you know, women are powerful and, you know, reminder that you're awesome. Hell Hath No Fury is probably the place to start for that, because she's like, basically watches her husband, father, and daughter get murdered before her eyes and almost loses her own life. And it turns out like the whole town's just corrupt and they try to pin it on her that she did it. And she escapes and comes back, you know, years later, ready to take revenge on everybody who played a role in, you know, in the murder of her family. And so she's just amazing. However, if you want super angst, Choose Me is super angst. So it's best friends, and where you start in the beginning, he's watching his best friend walk down the aisle to get married to someone else, and he's like, I wish I would have had the nerve to just ask her instead. Choose Me. And so that's how it like starts out. And then you go back in time to their whole, yes, their whole story. And that was an amazingly fun book to write too. Very angsty though, holy cow. So yeah, I shed some tears like while writing certain parts of that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Definitely. So it just depends on like what kind of flavor you're into at the moment.
Yeah.
For my backlist.
I love this. I love these recommendations. I love that you gave us a little taster for like, if you're looking for angst, here you go. If you're looking for romance suspense, here you go. Like, you just give it a try. Like, I, you know, like you have a little bit of everything for someone who depends on the mood, what they are.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Then I also have like dabbled in romantic suspense with a little bit of paranormal twist. And that was Beyond My Darkness. And that's where she has the power to briefly revive the dead, and she works in a morgue, and she's like, she can revive them, and she comes across these two bodies that is like this says that they died of natural causes. She's like, there's no way. There's no way. And she has like not used her gift or what she calls her curse in years, 12 years. And she left that whole life behind. And she finally, she's like, I have to do this. And she uses her power, her ability to revive the dead and ask them, how did you die? Who killed you? And they send her with their answers. They sent her basically tumbling into this whole different world, into this like gang theater. And she is like, I've got to warn you. And she's like, how am I supposed to warn this like really, really intimidating criminal? Like that he could be in danger and avoid telling him how I know, because I revived two dead people briefly. Like, who's gonna believe that? So, and she's a fun character because she's just real and she's like, yeah, this is not gonna go well, but I feel compelled to do this. And she's just like, she has word vomit, which is awesome. Like, she's just totally down to earth. But that was and also like a super fun book to write, and having an anti-hero, he is totally a legit anti-hero. So, if somebody's down for that, then that is the book.
There we go. Awesome. So now let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
That I read a little bit of everything, quite honestly. I read, you know, honestly, military biographies. I love military biographies. And then just nonfiction as well, like The Gift of Fear by Gav Zubek is one of my favorite books. I don't know. Have you ever read it? The Gift of Fear? Okay. It is not for everybody, but it basically just compiling proof of how we should use our and heed our instincts to avoid like major tragedies from happening. And he takes some people who he's talked to who have been victims of certain assault women. And particular who have been victims of assault and so forth, and like how there were signs. And you know, sometimes we're like, no, you know what, we're being too paranoid, and we like tell ourselves that no, like, you know, nobody's gonna do that, like, you know, they seem like a nice person, they seem normal, they look normal. And it's like you're ignoring that voice in the back of your head. And he talks about that. He interviews a lot of like, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists and everything like that in that realm. So it's a real good roundabout view, kind of being a reinforcement of like, listen to your gut. Don't go against it. Like, even if it comes off as rude, better safe than sorry kind of thing. And but yes, but the stories that he shares, it be people who agree to share their stories. Oh my gosh, it's like, yeah. It's really compelling. But I mean, I read romance and as well. And let's be fair, I had, unfortunately, I had eye surgery in January. So I have been not able to read actual books that I've done the audiobooks. But I love Kylie Scott's audiobooks, of course, so stellar. They're like some of my favorites. I've re-listened to them countless times. And I think one of my favorites was, is it Repeat? I think Repeat.
I think so.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I actually listened to it, but like it was one of those specials when it first came out, it was audiobook first. And then, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is fantastic. So into it. So yeah, I love her audiobook.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up? Any other books or to...
Let's see here. Any other book recommendations? I mean, it's not a new release, but like War by Laura Thalassa.
Yeah.
I think that's how I'm saying your name. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it. Yes, yes. And War, and I mean the Horseman of the series is fantastic. Yeah. But that one, I loved that book, like absolutely loved it. And I'm always like, I think I've been to so many like book findings when we've been like, you know, at a table in the restaurant or bar or whatever. And I'm like, you have to read this. And like, totally like telling people, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. And around doing book recommendations with a bunch of people, like, I'm like, I will never lead you wrong when it comes to good books, good food, and like good music. Like, legit, never, I promise.
I love this. And yeah, I'm adding the War book for sure into my TBR.
It's so good. So good. And that's not normally my jam, like going into that kind of And she's such, I mean, it's like her craft of writing is so perfect. I'm like, beautiful. She writes it. She's amazing.
Love this. RC, tell us where we can find you online.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. Instagram, it's probably the best place to find me. Instagram is better. And I'm on TikTok, but not really. I'm just there, like, as a placeholder. I'm terrible at TikTok. Thank you. I'm just, it's a scary place for me. So Facebook, Instagram, and my website.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect. Keep it simple. Thank you, RC, for being on the show.
Oh my gosh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.